we welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles rookie tight end Trey Burton, the journey of Trey Burton right now here in Philadelphia. And we're excited to have you here for the first time. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Been
too.
Following you for a long time. Enjoyed watching you in college.
Thank you.
And now you're the big man in the NFL here. What is life like in the NFL?
You know, it's fun. I didn't really know what to expect. I don't like to go into things having expectations, but I'm really enjoying it, and it's a lot of fun playing here in Philadelphia.
They always say that as a rookie, it's like zoom, 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 zoom. Have you found that to be the case on a daily basis?
No doubt. Every veteran I've talked to said the rookie year is definitely the hardest because you go from, you know, the season, then you go to whatever bowl game you go to, and then you go to the combine, and you go to a pro day and workouts, and then you're here and throwing in the OTAs and the fire. So yeah. It's definitely been really fast.
Let's back up a little bit here to your college days at Florida. Mm-hmm. Let's see. A quarterback, a fullback, an H-back, a tight end, a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Anything I missed?
Nope.
So did you know every nuance of the Florida offensive playbook?
Yes.
And how long did it take to learn that?
It really didn't take too long. I really enjoyed it. That's something that I pride myself in, is knowing what everybody has to do. Coming in as a quarterback, you kind of have to know what everybody has to do. So I just continued to, you know, study hard and do the best I could.
And you knew week to week what you were going to play, yeah. Or did it sometimes change in the course of the game? Hey, Trey, we need you over at tight end.
I knew I was going to play, but if something did happen like that, you know, I was an emergency guy that they would put back there.
Okay, so then you go from there to being an NFL draft hopeful. Mm-hmm. Draft weekend, your reaction?
A little disappointed, but I'm extremely excited to be here. You know, this is definitely one of my top two or three places I wanted to go, and I'm really enjoying my time here.
Did every team look at you as a tight end?
I'm not sure. I think some teams had me as a wide receiver. Some teams had me as a tight end. I think some teams didn't really know, honestly.
Yeah. So now you're here. Great preseason. You make the roster. Reaction to making the roster?
Extremely excited. Yeah. My family have always been diehard Eagles fans for years. So just being able to experience it with them and be in the NFL, you know, is a dream come true.
Trey, what did you do the weekend of when they were making the cuts? Did you wait by the phone? Did you spend time with your wife and child? What kind of stuff do you do?
It was more spending time with my wife and my little girl, mm-hmm. and my family. We were actually staying up in Bucks County up there with a bunch of family that I have up there. So it was more of a relaxed setting. I knew I was just going to put my best foot forward, and whatever happened. And I had, you know, faith in the Lord that whatever was going to happen was for my best. And I was just excited to see what was going on.
You're a three-game veteran in the NFL. Difference between preseason games and regular season games?
The atmosphere is, you know, immediately first game, I remember we played in Jacksonville, riding up on the buses, and I think it was 9:30 in the morning, and the parking lots were packed, and everybody was just ready. It wasn't like that during preseason, but yeah, that's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah, well, they were packed at 6:30 in the morning, so. is the speed of the game a lot? SEC football is as good as it gets. Is the speed of the game noticeable?
Yeah, it's definitely noticeable. Coming and playing in this offense definitely raises the bar a little bit for me, because I never did a no-huddle offense. So it's definitely new for me, but I'm really enjoying it.
How's your body changed since you got here? Have you gotten bigger? Have they asked you to gain weight?
I mean, around 15 pounds.
How do you do that? Is that just
eating,
carbo loading?
Yeah, that and sleeping and just making sure, you know, getting with the nutritionist and putting carbs here, eating before I go to sleep, protein, all that type of stuff.
Reaction to being on the field first time, opening kickoff, season opener?
I don't know. I was extremely excited. I was really happy. Like I said, I've always wanted to play in the NFL, and playing here is special to me, so it was just a special moment.
Okay, so that is the end of our trip down memory lane. Now we're going to talk about Trey and how you fit in here and your goals and aspirations for this year. You got 23 snaps last week against Washington, playing on special teams a lot, and I imagine also getting a ton of reps in practice at tight end.
Yeah, definitely.
And what is the offense? Why is this a good offense for you?
Just because it's different. It's a lot different offense compared to any other offense in the NFL, and I feel like I'm a different player. I feel like I can do a lot of different things and help this team.
And coaches, Justin and Ted, working with you, what kind of feedback have they been giving you, Trey?
I'm extremely thankful for those two. Yeah. I have a great group, you know, with Ertz and Selleck and Casey. I can't be more thankful, you know, for all the help they've given me off the field and on the field. And it's just a great group of guys and a great group of guys to learn from.
And the great thing about tight end here is that you're really not a tight end.
Yeah.
You know, you're everything. You're a wide receiver. You're an inline blocker. Mm-hmm. So that, I imagine, is something that you're pretty excited about, the opportunity potentially to move around the offense.
Yeah, definitely.
Trey, how difficult is it to go from the guy in college who they want to find a way to get the football to here, where you have to do the dirty work in order to survive. You got to go down and cover kicks. You got to be an inline blocker. How challenging has that been for you?
It really hasn't been too challenging. I just enjoy playing football, and I've told all my coaches in the past, whatever you want me to do, whatever I can do to help the team win, that's my main goal. So it really doesn't matter what it is, as long as I'm contributing and helping the team win.
Take us inside the locker room. Tell me about the camaraderie here and the sense of belief. The chemistry, three wins, three come from behind wins, first team in NFL history to have double-digit deficits and come back and win the opening three games of the season. What is it like in the locker room?
I think you've seen our character, the true character of the team. We're fighters, and we have a great group of guys, and we have really good leaders, you know, Foles on the offense. And I mean, you see the game on Sunday, he's getting hit, you know, getting right back up. And, I mean, those hits hurt, you know, don't get me wrong. But just the character of the team and how we're fighters is really important.
How's your body feeling just in terms of the pace, the pressure of practice, the intensity and tempo of practice?
Still adjusting to it, but yeah. I feel fine, and I'm excited for this week.
Tell me about living in Philadelphia, Trey. Had you been in the city much a lot? I know you have family in Bucks County, but have you spent a lot of time in the city
prior? We stayed during OTAs. I could open my window and I would see City Hall right outside of my window. So we stayed right in the middle of downtown for OTAs. I think that was like 2 months or so. So I really enjoyed that. Didn't really get to go out too much and see too many things, but when I did get a chance, I went around the City Hall and the middle of like Walnut Street and Chestnut Street and all those places. But I love it. Never lived in a city like that. Never really been around a bunch of people coming from a small town back home in Florida, Venice, Florida. And I'm trying to enjoy it, soak it all in.
Well, good. Trey Burden, we thank you so much for joining us, man. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Trey Burden, Eagles tight end, special teamer, and who knows what else they'll ask him to do. We thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.